Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Beis. Before I begin, today's shiur is sponsored by the Spilzinger's family, Lizecha Nishmas, Brindel Bas Rav Moshe Zev. The Neshama should have Aliyah. Yesterday's daf was sponsored by them as well. I neglected to mention that, and for that I apologize. I also apologize for my voice. Yesterday we ended off discussing the idea of a person going to, that the husband couldn't permit his wife to go to the base Avel. And we said, because if you go to the Beis Avel, then people will take care of you also. And we mentioned the question is, why is that the case? Isn't B'menachem Avel Chesed Shel Emes? And we discussed it, but just to point out that we weren't the first people to discuss that question. The Afla asks that we know that the Chesed that one does with a mace is considered a Chesed Shel Emes, because one does not do it to get repaid. But the Gemara here indicates, like we said yesterday, that if one is Mesasek with a mace, others will be Mesasek with him. So, just the Makabit the Afla said that the Chesed and the Mace is different, because that person himself is not going to be able to return the favor, but the Chai should be nosing as libo, because here the Schar is from a Kaddish Baruch Hu directly. It's not going to be coming directly from this person. Okay, so we'll pick up where we left off on the two dots on the top of Amud Beis and Aleph. So the Mishnah said, "Im hayu talmud mishum davar acher rashai." If, however, the Baal says you can't go to the Beis Mishnah or the Beis Avel for whatever reason because there's a davar acher, then he's allowed to forbid his wife from going there. So Gemara says, "My davar acher. What is davar acher?" Am Rav Yehuda, Am Shmuel, mishum bnei adam perutzim shem tzuim sham. Because there are some people there that aren't of the highest caliber, and he doesn't want his wife hanging out when those people are around there. Amar Rav Ashi, lo amar me'elad yischazik. That's only true, he can forbid her from going there if it's known that these bnei adam prutzim are there. Aval lo yischazik, but if it's not known, he's just saying, oh, there may be prutzim over there, and I don't want her to go, I don't want to risk it. Lo kol kominei. Then he can't forbid her from going there. Then Gemara says, "V'im amar lo amanasha tomri." If he says to her that you have to tell this guy, you have to tell somebody else something, then he can divorce her. So the Gemara says, "V'tema, let her say it. What's the big deal? Why should we get divorced? Let her say these things that he's telling her to say to this other guy." Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Dvarim Shel Kalon. No, these are talking about things he's forced to say, Dvarim Shel Kalon. What are Dvarim Shel Kalon? So Rashi in the Shita is brought down as saying that Dvarim Shel Kalon means that he tells her to say these embarrassing things to this other person, and that's not something, it's a very uncomfortable situation. A, it's going to embarrass the person, and you can't force her to do something that's an aver. You're not allowed to embarrass somebody. But the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yudal Lachahei, and the Tosas Rid also, they explain that the husband wants her to repeat in public the private things that were discussed by husband and wife during the time of Tashmish. And she gets to get the ksuva because he's forcing her to violate an isser, because according to the Rid, there's a tzad isser to speak these things in public. These are private matters, and they're not supposed to be repeated in public. So if he tells her, you should say what you said to me during this time, or what I said to you during this time, he's forcing her to do an isser, and therefore she should be yotze with the ksuva. Next case that the Mishnah brings down that he can be divorced. She should fill up and spill it out to the garbage. V'tevid, so let her do it. Whatever it is, we don't know what it is just yet, but let her do it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, shetimale v'nofetzes. No, the reason why she can't do it is because he wants her, after Tashmish, to do something. Rashi says to walk around or shake her legs, whereby the zera comes out, and so she won't get pregnant. So that's an isra. We'll see what the isra is for the woman in a minute. But Masnisa Tana, and the Braisa, it's taught Shetimala Asara Kadimayim, she should fill up ten pitchers of jugs of water, V'ta'ara L'ashpa, and she should pour it out into the garbage. So Bishlam Lo Shmuel Mishum Hachi Yotziv Yiting Suba. We understand, according to Shmuel, says the reason is he wants her to get rid of the Zera, that's why she can be Yotziv with the Ksuba, because she's doing something wrong. Ela Masnisa, my Nafkala, what's the problem? What's the big deal? Let her do it. So she fills it up and spills it out. What's the big deal? So I'm a Rabbi Barchana, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, the nation ears Kishota. She looks like a fool, telling her to take stuff, pour out water. She looks like a fool. The woman doesn't have to stay in a relationship where the husband's forcing her to look like a fool. So the question is, what is the case of Nemalav and Ofetzes? Rashi explains, like we just said, the Baal wants her that after Tashmish, to run around so the zera will fall out and she won't get pregnant. So what's the issue? Only a man has mitzvah in pruvu. A woman's not doesn't have a chiyuv in pruvu. So she's going to let her run around and she's going to do something. The zera will come out. It's his aveira for forcing her to do it. He's not forcing her to do any aveira or stoma. So the Ritva says, no, that she objects because we know there's an every woman wants to have children, so they will take care of her when she's old and when she's an almana. So she wants to have these children, so by forcing her to do some sort of birth control afterwards, after the Maisa Tashmish, that's forcing her to do something that she doesn't want, and that's enough of a reason for him to have to divorce her with the Ksuba. But the Rivash brings down in a second answer that even though a woman is not mitzuva in puravu, nevertheless, she is mitzuva to not allow hashkasa zera levatala. Now, so when the Baal makes the neder to force her to do a davar aser, which is hashkasa zera levatala over here, by forcing her to get rid of the zera, so he must divorce her with the ksuva. So we had this machlokas many times, whether or not a woman is mitzuva in the iser of hashkasa zera. It's a big machlokas that we touched upon in the past, and for a source, it's in our masechta, the Tosfos and Daf Lamed Tes, in Dibur Maskel Shlosha Noshim Mishamshim B'moch. So there's a machlokas there, according to the first page of the Ri, and according to Rabbi Natan, women are not mitzuva in the Isser of Hashkasa Zerah Vatala. So according to them, you'd probably have to say the first answer that we did, which happened to have been the Ritva. And according to the second page in Tosos over there, a woman is mitzuva in the Isser of Ismail Chuyevis, in the Isser of Hashkasa Zerah Vatala. And therefore, we can say the answer is over here, is that, according to Rivash, is that the Isser. That is the isser that the husband is forcing her to be over. Could very well be because she already has the children someone to take care of her. Right, because that applies across no matter what. Yeah, so that goes into the same questions that we had all the time. It could be enough meaning to the approaches. And then the other question was, is that it says that Shiniris Kashota. Just to bring a matter of Malcolm, the Rambam holds this way. The Rambam in Hilchos Isha's Yud Gimel, says that if a husband is madir his wife to do any Maisim Shotim, and he brings our Gemara as an example, then he has to divorce her with the Ksuva. And the Machaber passes this way also in Eben Ezra Simon Ayin Vav Sif Yud Beis. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, "Hamadir is ishto shelo tishal." Someone makes a neder, forcing his wife that she cannot borrow, so she cannot borrow things. B'shelo tashal, or she cannot lend. Anaf of a kiver v'chayim v'tanor, all these types, pots, pans, and stoves and ovens, all these things that women in the neighborhood typically borrow from each other. Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. He has to divorce her and give her the ksuba. Why? Shemesiya shimra b'shchino se'ah. Because now she's going to be. People think that she's not a nice person. She's getting a bad name in the neighborhood. And Tani Nami Hachi, and when Bryce says the same thing, Hamadios Isto Shlotisha of Shlotashel Naf Rakava Rechaim Betanor, Yotzev Yitink Suva, why did Nation Messiah Shem Rabbi Shkinusel? Because by forcing her not to borrow or to lend things out to people, it gives her a bad name. Vichain he, and also she, Shinajra Shlotisha of Shlotashel Naf Rakava Rechaim Betanor, if she says, I'm not going to borrow or lend these things, or Vishlotarog Begodim Noim Labanov, or I'm not going to weave or make nice clothing for his sons. Tetzei shelo b'ksuva, he can divorce her without a ksuva. Mipnei shem yisiyoso shem rabbi shkina, because by her doing that, it gives him a bad name in the neighborhood. So the question is, makes sense to understand why if you say that she can't, if she says I'm not going to, if he forces her not to lend anything to people, that's a bad name. But what's the bad name in not borrowing? So she's not going to borrow anything. So I saw something that I wanted to bring down because that's what it is with a neighbor. A neighbor gives and takes. So it's a raya that you're supposed to lend your neighbor the dozen eggs when she comes over and she needs something, some extra ingredients. If you don't lend, if you don't borrow, and then you're supposed to return the favor. Then if you don't lend, you don't borrow. It gives a shame ra to the husband because his wife is stingy and his wife doesn't want to be neighborly. Tosos asks, so how can he ask her to borrow something from somebody else? You have a rule that you can't ask her. You can't make a neder to ask for somebody else's stuff on another person. So Tosfos says it must be dealing with a case that he ushered upon himself the hana that he would get from her borrowing the stuff, and then what happens is that she can't feed him anything, and then it becomes an issue with, and then he's forcing her to feed her davar aser. That's the Tosfos, the top Tosfos, the Ramaskar Hamadia. I don't know. don't know. We're going to find out in December. I don't know. It must be something like that because you can matter net. You can be made for the net there. You just you can't know it.
The Torah gives you a dispensation.
Yeah, but maybe that's the reason behind the time of the cry. I don't know. This is a good point. I don't know. We'll have to look at that. Look at that. Okay. Now, Mishnah. The Elu Yotzo Shelo B'Ksuva. These are the women who are divorced and they lose their ksuva. Ha'Overas Aldas Moshe. Someone who is Overas Aldas Moshe. We'll see what that is. And be Yehudis. And is also Overas Aldas Yehudis. Now the Mishnah explains. The Ezehi Das Moshe. What is considered Das Moshe? Ma'achiloso She'enam Usar. She feeds him stuff that Maisa wasn't been taken. Feeds him Tevil. Umishamashlo Benida. And she has beer with him when she's an Ida. Below Kotzil Achala. And she doesn't take off Chala and she feeds him the Chala. Vinoderes Ve'enam Mikayemes. And she makes Nadarim. And she's not Mikayem the Nadarim. So Gemara's going to ask, what's the issue with that? That doesn't do anything to him. What's no deris? The other case is she's feeding him davarasa. What's no deris v'yemi kayemis? The ezehi das yehudis. What's considered das yehudis? That if a woman violates that, she's divorced without her ksuba. Yotza v'rosha parua. She goes out somewhere. Yotza v'rosha parua, and her head is uncovered. What that is, machlokas. And this is the famous source for the sheitel, not the sheitel, for her hair covering that we'll see in the Gemara. Vitavia b'shuk, and she sews or does some sort of knitting in the marketplace. Umid aberes im kol adam, and she speaks with all people. That's the list. That's what the Mishnah says. We'll see what it means in the Gemara. Avashol amar af hamikaleles yoldov b'fanav. Even another case is if she curses her husband's parents in his face in front of him. Rabbi Tarfon omer af hakolonis, even the kolonis, the loud one. The Ezehi Kolonis. What's the Kolonis? The Mishnah explains. The Chashim Daberes Besoch Beisa Ushchena Shomim La Kola. When she speaks, she's very loud. She speaks in her house. Her neighbors hear her. What's the issue with that? We'll see later. I'll give a little bit background on the Mishnah. So there's the Gemara in Sota Daf Chav Hey explains that this halacha of Yotzes below Ksuba is only if there was a prior hasra by the husband to the wife. She can't just the first time he does it and say, now that's it. He has to have warned her once before. And this is how the Rambam and Isha's Perikov Dalad Halacha Yudal Paskins, that's how he holds, as well as the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Kuf Tezvav Sif Dalad. But the Ritva notes that only one Aveira after the Hasra is enough to permit the husband to divorce without a Ksuva. He warns her, she does it, she's out. Okay, now, and there's a Machlokas Rishonim that's brought down in the Darkei Moshe, and that's in the Torah, regarding the nature of Asra. What type of Asra does he have to give her? So the Rosh Hashuva in Klal Amud Beis says that the Asra must be that he warns her that if she violates whatever the das, if she violates the specific Isser, then she's going to lose her Ksuva. But the Riaz, which is brought down in the Shilte Giborim on the Rif, says that the Asra can be more general. He just has to warn her not to violate Das Yisra. He doesn't have to give her the specific Isser that he's warning her against. Now, if she later violates the Das Yisrael, the Das Moshe, so he can divorce her without the Ksuba. But the Gemara in Sota has a Baya de Lo Ifshita, his Mesupuk, if the husband does warn his wife properly, then she does violate any of these Yisurim, may the husband remain married. Let's say he wants to. You know, I warned her, but you know what? I warned her 10 years ago, I love her, I want to stay with her, I don't want to divorce her now. Or is he obligated to divorce her if she violates any of these things? So the Gemara doesn't answer the question, and the Rashba says that the name of the Raivin, which I think is the Rav Abezdin, that we do not force the husband to divorce her, and if he wants, he can remain married with her. And this is how the Rambam holds in the same halacha that we said before. And the Ritva adds that the fact that we permit him to remain married is only if he agrees to be careful and to avoid having his wife be mashal him. He has to be really extra special careful now. The Raivid holds that even though this is the Raivid that's brought down in the Rush, the Raivid holds that even though he can stay married, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah for him to divorce her. And the Russian Simites over here in our parak holds like this Raivid, that although he's allowed to stay married to her, it's a mitzvah to divorce her. The Mordechai appears to argue on this whole thing and says not only is it a mitzvah to divorce such a woman, but if he does not divorce such a woman, he's considered a Russia. So you can, I don't know if being a Russia means you have to, but it seems to be a little bit more forceful in telling us that we have to divorce. He has to divorce this woman. Now the Shulchan Aruch paskens is like the Rosh Ravid, that although we don't force him to divorce her, it's a mitzvah for him to divorce her. Now the Rambam adds an interesting point. He says, and this Rambam is also brought down the Ritva. He says that even though we can't force him to divorce her, once she's over on the das, she loses the ksuva. So if 10 years down the road, they do get divorced. She did Hasra. She's over on the Isser. She's over in the Isser. He has the right to divorce her now. He decides, I'm not going to divorce her. I'm going to stay with her. She no longer has the Ksuba. Why? Because the whole point of the Ksuba, the Rambam was saying, is because Shlo Tiyeh Kal De'in of the Garsha. But we want him to divorce her here. So we take away the Takan of the Ksuba. We take away the Takan of the Ksuba. So the Ritva quotes the Rambam and says, no one holds like that. He didn't see anywhere else that says that. That says like the Rambam. Everyone's scholic, but the notes in the Ritva says he didn't find anyone who said otherwise than the Rambam. Seems to be the Rambam's the only one who addresses this point. So just an interesting nafkamina that the Chalkas Machokot brings down, that let's say this whole scenario happens. He warns her. She's over on Das. He's now permitted to divorce her. He doesn't divorce her. According to the Rambam, she loses her ksuba. She does tshuva, and she's never over on the Das again. Ten years down, what happens? You have to give her a new ksuba from that point in time. You give her a new ksuba. So if they divorce later, or if he passes away later, she does get a ksuba, but only from that time of the new ksuba, which I guess would have a nafkamina l'kuchos or whatever, where she's going with the ksuba from. Okay, that's the introduction to this Mishnah. A lot of sources, very interesting, Gemaras that have come up now. So Gemara says, "Ma'achiloso she'ena ma'usar." She feeds him stuff that's not tayin, that's tevel. So hechidami, what's the case? Idi yada, if he knows that it's tevel, nifrosh, don't eat it. Idi lo yada, mina yada lo, mi yada lo. If she didn't tell him, how does he know? She's going to tell him later, hey, I fed you truma, I fed you tevel. Lo, tzricha, the armalei ploni kohen tikin liya sakari. No, what happened was, is she says, this certain kohen, this guy, was masakin the kri, he fixed up the all the truma, he took out the truma. V'azir v'shayle v'ishtachach shikra. And then he says, you know what? I know, he must not have believed her so much. He went and he asked this kohen, and he says, l'hadam, lo yud var ba'olam. I never did this. So, all the rishonim bring down, a lot of these cases also, excuse me, is that these cases can't be based on the words of the Kohen alone. Because what do you have here is a case of Mamonos. A Mamonos. You be Motzi the Ksuva. It's a case of Mamonos. can't be Motzi Mamon. I'll be Eid Echad. The only Eid Echad, it's his word against her word. She says he was Masaki in the Kree, and he says, the Kohen says I'm not. So, we shall bring down, again, that the Yukimta is that here it is that she claims this Kohen was Masaki in the Kree for me. And the Kohen says, I wasn't Masaki in the Kree. And two Adim come and say, it was impossible for this Kohen to be Masaki in the Kree because during the time that you claim he was Masaki in the Kree, he was with us and he wasn't with you. So therefore, almost like the Eid Zonu case, and therefore you have to, that's why he's believed, and that's why she loses the mom when she loses the Ksuba. The Ritva argues and says no, because if he says no, there's a natia, we kind of see that the believer that she's not truthful, so that somehow he works out that that's enough to be motzi mamon. The Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rush that we brought down earlier, that the only time you're motzi mamon in this instance, if you bring edus to the fact that the Kohen was not misake in the Kree. Okay, we'll go weiter. Umishamashto ben nida, and he has beer with her while she's in nida. Hey chidami, what's the case? Idi yada ba, if he knows, nifrosh. Let him not have tashrish. Idi lo yada, if he doesn't know, nismacholayu. He can rely on her because the amar Rav Chanina bar Kahana amar Shmuel minayin the nida shesoferes laatzma. How do you know that a nida can count the days by herself? Shenamar v'safrola shivas yomim. She counts for herself 7 days. La la atzma. She counts for herself, so she's believed. Tosfos and Gittin brings down that this is the source for eidach neman bisurin. So she's believed. So if he doesn't know that she's a nida, then he doesn't know. But otherwise, he can rely on her. So what's the case? Lo tzricha de amar le ploni chacham tir li es adam. She had a shaila about it, maybe a mara or a kesem, and she went to ask, and she claims that she went to ask a certain chacham, and he was matchily. He said it was okay. But azul shaila ve'ishtachach shikra, and he went and asked that chacham, and must be the same machlokas that we had before by the kohen. He asks the chacham, and the chacham says lahadam, not true. So that she's a liar, and therefore he knows it's not that she actually had to be with him. She tried to have the beer with him when she was anida. Or you can say the case over here is like Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rabbi Yehuda huxga nida bishkenu seha bala loka la mishum nida. What was the case? Cases in those times when someone was anida, they would wear a certain type of clothing, usually the white clothing we saw in other Gemaras. So in this case, all the women of the neighborhood saw her wearing the white clothing. She comes and says, no, I was wearing the white clothing, but don't worry, I'm fine now. So that's the case, because the rule is, if she's hukslach b'shchein useha as an Ida, and he has bia with her, then he gets malchus because of being bo'al an Ida. But in this case, she says, no, I'm fine. The women are wrong. I was wearing it. And then that's the case where he could have had bia when she's forcing him to have, not when she's tricking him to have bia while she's an ida. Below kotz lachala. The next case is she doesn't take challah. Hey chidami, what's the case? If he knows that the challah wasn't taken out from this isa, let him not eat it. Idilo yada. If he doesn't know, where is he going to find out from? Again, lo tzricha da amar leploni gav al tikan liyasa isa. No, the certain guy, he was metaking the isa for me. He fixed he took out the requisite amount of challah. But azul shayla, he went and asked for ashtecha shikra. He finds out that she was lying. Ve'no daras ve'en mekayemes. The next case is that she makes nadarim and she's not mekayem the nadarim. The amar ma. So what's the underlying question of the Gemara? If we said, what's wrong? How does that affect him? All these other cases affected him. What affects him if his wife makes nedarim and she doesn't keep them? So because if you make nedarim and you're not mekayim them, the children will die. And I think it's the small children. Shenemar al titein es pichol lachti es besarecha. So in Koheles al titein es pichol lachti es besarecha. Al tomer lifnei hamalach kishkagahi lama yiksof Elohim al kolecha v'chibel es masa yadecha. Right, that's the pasuk. The ezahay maisa yadav. What's considered maisa yadav? Right, shall adam have omer banavu benosav. That's his banim, or that's his children. Right, so the pasuk says, don't make it in your mouth to be a sin. Because if you do the sin, then it's going to be a problem for your maisa yadav, which is you do a sin with your mouth. It's going to be a problem with your children. The sin with the mouth of the stuming is making the darim that you're not keeping. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, he says the pasuk you learned is that your children will die, or something will happen with children if you're not mekayim nedarim. It says pasuk again. This is in Yirmiyahu. Lashav he kasei es b'neichem. So I'm going to hit your children. Musar lo lakachu ach lo chabrechem neviechem ka ari mashvit. Lashav es kasei es b'neichem. Lashav al iske shav. Because you do things lashav, you say nedarim lashav. That's why I'm going to hit your children. Tanya hayor of Meir Omer. Let's say you know that your wife makes nadarim and she's not mikayemes. You should go ahead and force her to take nor nadarim. The Gemara says yidirena, so you make her take nor nadarim. What'd you fix? The whole problem is she's making nadarim and she doesn't keep. Right? But my mitakim law. Elo yaksir v'yik tena. You should grab her. So she should be in front of you. Kidei shetidor b'fanov. So she always makes the nadarim in front of you. V'yafir law. And then you'll be able to make for all the nadarim. Amrullah, he says, no, in Adam Dar im Nachash Bifrifa. It can't be. You can't live with the snake all day. You can't live with the snake. Meaning, you're not going to be around her all the time that this is going to work. And every now and then, she's going to slip one by you, and you're not going to be able to be made for it. So you can't say, oh, have her making the Dharma in front of you all the time. It might become sometimes where you're not making, she's not going to be in front of you. Tanya Har Yehuda Omer, Kol Hayodei V'Ishto She'enu Kotzel Ochala. If you know your wife doesn't take off challah for you, Yachzur V'Yafri Shechara. You should be there and take off the challah afterwards. So Amrullah, the same thing. Ein Adam Darim Nachash Bekfifa. The person can't be there all the time. It's not a good. It's not a good suggestion to be relying on this. Ein Achanami. If you are there, you should take it off. But and if you are there, you should be made for the neder. But you can't say that this is l'chachil what you should do because you can't be there all the time. So now we had the statement now on two separate cases. Question is whether each person holds like in the other case. According to the person who says it by the nedarim, right? He also says that you can do it by the challah, because the challah is the nadarim case is less shchiach. The challah case is more shchiach, right? Right. So the person who says it by the challah says kosher. You can say it by the nadarim, because nadarim is less shchiach. But the person who says it v'amad amas le'ahach v'alhay zimin demikri v'ochel. Person who says it by the nadarim case, right, how's that word? Person who says it by the what? Person says by the dark case might not necessarily say that's a good idea by the challah case, because that's more shliach and you might not be there as frequently. Baruch Hashem for the article and people looking at it during this year. And Rashi. No, but you have to go to the article first. It's on tape. It's okay. Okay, but now here's a famous Gemara. Ezi Dasi Hudis. What is considered Dasi Hudis if the woman violates it, he can divorce her without, and she leaves without a ksuva. Ezi Dasi Hudis. Yotzav Rosha Parua. She goes out with her head uncovered. Rosha Parua, Doraisahi. What are you talking about? That's not Dasi Hudis. It's a Doraisa to go out without your head covering. It's a machlokas rishonim, really is a machlokas rishonim, whether a woman covering her hair is an actual deraisa or it's more of a lesser level deraisa. No one says it's really the rabbanon, but it's what type of deraisa it is. Again, for halacha lemaisa in this sugya, contact your local competent Orthodox halachic decisor. He will tell you what needs to be done. Here we'll just read the Gemara. The Rosha Perua Doraisi, the Ksiv Uparas Rosha Isha, because when it comes to the Sota, she comes to the base of Mikdash, you remove the hair. So Rashi brings down two pshatim is what the proof is. Again, it's Rashi who brings down these two pshatim, what the proof is. Rashi says that one case is that we say we want to make her a menuvel. We want to make her a menuvelis because it's a mida kineged mida. Because she was a menuvelis going into the shuk, so we make her a menuvelis by removing the hair covering. The other one says no, because it's that all the time her hair was covered. So come to the base. Now you're saying that they uncover her hair. That's the proof that all the rest of the time her hair is covered. So v'tanit de'bei Rabbi Shmuel asharu lebenos Yisrael shelo yotzu prua rosh. So that's the source. So the Gemara says de'oraisa kalta shapir mi de'oraisa akalta. Sort of weaving basket is enough. What's the case? What's the basket? Just the metzias. It's a basket. It's like a wicker basket that has a base keyboard. She can turn it upside down over her head. But since it has like holes, because it holds things, it's woven, so her hair can be coming out. So there are strands of hair that are coming out. So mido raisa, that's sufficient. That's sufficient, right? But dasihudis afilu kaltsa nami aser. But dasihudis, the woman who took it upon themselves, the dasihudis is that even that is not sufficient. You can't have the hair showing according to the Gemara. So I'm Rav Asi, I'm Rav Yochanan, kalsa eimba mishum parua rosh. He says a kalsa doesn't have any problems with Perua Rosh. Mara says, Havi Bar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, what are you talking about? We just said that Dasi Hudas says he can't have the kalsa. So what are you talking about? So Hecha, what's the case? Ilem of a shuk, Dasi Hudasi. If you're in the shuk, if you're in the marketplace, in the public domain, then that Dasi Hudas requires you to have more than a kalsa. The Ela Bachatzir. It must be in the privacy in the Chatzir. So in the privacy of your own chatzah, you have to cover your hair. Im kein lo anach the basla Avram Avinu sheyshevas tachas baila. No woman covers her hair all the time in the privacy of her home. And if you have to divorce your wife when she uncovers her hair in the chatzah, right? Then you haven't allowed a woman to any basla Avram Avinu to live with her husband. So Amar Avaye v'item Rav Kahana me chatzah lechatzah v'derech mavoi. Now this is talking about going from one chatzah to another chatzah derech mavoi. So according to the way we learn the Gemara, there are three levels of the covering the hair. There is the chatzer, which in the privacy of the own home, which the chasam sofer limits to her room, but that you can't, you're allowed to have no covering. And this is again assuming that there's nobody else there other than her family. In the Rishus HaRabim, she has to have complete covering. No, a kalsa is not enough. And in this in-between level, from yechatzer lechatzer, then a kalsa is enough. But Moshe Feinstein, in his famous shuva, Nigros Moshe, Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Ches, so he's mistapik what the isser of not covering your hair is. Is it an isser of Giyui Steyar, which means that it's an isser to have hair revealed, and therefore no hair is allowed to be revealed? Or is it the isser that she shouldn't be Perua Seyar, she shouldn't have her hair flowing out? Then it may be that if a certain amount of hair is covered, that should suffice and not be considered Perua Seyar. Chasam Sofer argues, but again, for halacha in this matter, please consult your rav. Okay, next case in the Mishnah, v'tavio b'shuk. Okay, and she weaves in the shuk. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, b'mares zerosov ne'odam. What happens? She's wearing, I guess, a certain type of flowing robes, and then when she's sitting in the shuk and she's sewing, so she's magala, she shows her arms in public, and that's not snius. That's not sneeze. Then that's sufficient for grounds for divorce according to the Gemara. That's one madamar. Amar Shmuel, Rav Chisda Amar Abimi v'tava vered keneged paneah. What she does is either she sews by drawing attention to her makamar erva. She's sitting down on the floor and she sews closer to her makamar erva, and she draws attention to that makom, and that's an isser also that's sufficient to get divorced. Other rishonim say that what it is that she ties some sort of a good smelling scented perfume that hangs around her neck and it rests out by the makom erva. So again, it draws the aliyah as though it's drawing attention to her makom erva, which is not snias and which is something that is grounds for divorce. Next case, umidaberes in kol adam, and she speaks with kol adam. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, b'misacheches ima b'churim. She teases and she's flirting with the boys. Amar Rabba Baruchana Zimna Chad Havikah Izin Gbasri to Rav Ukva. One time I was going after Rav Ukva. Chazisi Laha Arvei the Havi Yasser Kashade Pilcha V'Taviv Aradi. I saw this one Arabian woman who was sitting down and she was sewing Kineged Panah, close to, she was drawing attention to her Makam. Kevan the Chazisina, once she saw us, Pasikna Lepilcha Shadisa of Amar Li, she saw us and she started, she started talking to us. Second, sorry. Okay, so she saw that this was Arabia, the Habiyasvi, she was sitting, the Kashadi Pilcha, and she was sewing, the Tovachut Vere Lachut Peneged Panad, she was sewing by her Makom, Keban de Chazisinan, once that she saw me, Piskala Pilcha, she stopped sewing, Vishidise, and she threw her pin, I guess so people would pick it up and then start talking to her. Amrali, she said to me, Ulaim Havi Pelech, my young guy, come, go get me what I dropped. So Amar Bar Rav Ukva. So Rav Ukva says about this Maisa, right? My Amar Bar. He said about this Maisa that this is the proof text for our Mishnah. So what does he say? My Amar Bar. Ravina Amar Tova B'Shuk. Ravina says, you see from here that if a woman is Tova B'Shuk, there's an issue of not sneezing that goes on, because you see proof from this woman. And Amar Bar. Ravina Tova B'Shuk Amar Bar. Rabbanan Amri Medaberesim Kol Adam. Right, Amar Bar. This is a case of Medaberesim Kol Adam. Nevertheless, you see from this case, both sides, both issues that the Gemara brought down, that Midabaris in the Bechurim, Midabaris leads to problems, and Tavei B'Shuk leads to problems. That's that case. Okay. Oh, just to get, maybe we'll say it, just to get back on the on one thing about covering the hair. So the Gemara indicates here that in the Chatzah she can be without a head covering. Again, we said the Chasam Sofer limits it to her own room. Rav Moshe argues, but he says it's nice to be machmir even in the cheder, even in her own room, even in her house, because the Gemara says regarding one of the women who she was zochet to have her sons be kohanim gedolim. What was the reason? Because the walls of her house never saw her hair uncovered. So it's a nice midah that even in the house, but have the woman cover the hair. Again, the same disclaimer. Ask your Rav for halacha lemaisa. My wife said I have to say that. Avashul amar af hamikamelos yoldov b'fanav. Even she curses your parents in front of you, that's grounds for divorce. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, b'mikaleles yoldav. It's talking about when you're mikaleles yoldav b'fnei molodav. Even if she curses your parents in front of your children, meaning curses the grandparents in front of the children, that's grounds for divorce. V'simanechem, why is that true? Because it says Ephraim Menashe, Reuven v'Shimon Yuli. See from the pasuk of Ephraim Menashe that the grandchildren are like children. So if you curse the children, if you curse the grandparents in front of the children, that's also an isser. Amar Rava to Amar Le Nechli Ari L'Saba Ba'Ape Bray. She says that a lion should eat your grandfather, and she says that in front of the children. Seems to hit. So it's in big. This is a riot. You have to have kavod. You have to have respect for your in-laws. I don't know. The halacha maisa rises to the same level of kibud avim, but you can't be saying negative things about your in-laws, especially in front of the spouse. It's, if a woman says that, it's grounds for divorce. No, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. It's interesting. It doesn't say that if the husband curses the wife, his in-laws. But I think the answer, I don't think it's allowed. I think the answer is that the woman can't force him to divorce her. So there's nothing. Right. It's not the halakhi we're talking about, the reasons that allow the husband to force divorce. And it doesn't work the other way around. But I highly doubt that it's mutter for a son-in-law to curse his in-laws. Okay. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Af HaKolonis. Also the Kolonis, that is someone who's, if she's a Kolonis, that's grounds for divorce. My Kolonis, what's a Kolonis? I'm Rabbi Huda Mashmol B'Mashmeez Kola Al Iskei Tashmish. Her voice is heard on Iskei Tashmish. What does that mean? Al Iskei Tashmish, Rashi says, when they talk about the time when they're supposed to have bia, she raises her voice in some sort of argument, and the neighbors hear. And again, these advarim shel tzina, and he's embarrassed. This case is when they have bia in their house, Rashi says, "V'nishma kola." Why is her voice heard next door? Shetashmish kashalav etzoekes. It's painful for her, and she screams, and that's grounds for divorce. So the Gemara says, "Oh, if that's the case that she has this problem that when she has bia, it's painful for her." V'nesna gabi mumim b'masnisin. There's another Mishnah that talks about mumim, about defects that the woman, physical defects that the woman has, which are grounds for divorce. Put that over there. This isn't an issue of that she's doing something on purpose to be machshel him. This is that she has a mum. So ela machvarta k'dashina min karmen. No, you're right, in the Chanami, if that's the case, that should be put in the other Mishnah, but it's machvarta, because the first way we answered, which is how Rashi said, that when she speaks with each other about inyan tashmish, she raises her voice and it's embarrassing for him. A man is mekadesh a woman on condition that she has no prior nedarim. V'nimtzu aleha nedarim, and they find out later, I guess after the kedushin, that she does have prior pre-existing nedarim. Ein mekudeshet. It's a mekatos. The tani wasn't miskayim, and therefore there's no kedushin. Kansla stam. If he's mekadesh or stam without specifying that she can't have any nedarim, v'nimtzu aleha nedarim, and it comes out later that you find out she did have some pre-existing nedarim, teitzish lo b'ksuva. She gets a get, he has to give her a get, the kedushin mechal, but she does not get a ksuva. If he marries her, amanasha ein ba mumin. He says, I give condition that the kedushin is only chal if you do not have any mumin, v'nimtzu ba mumin, and finds out that she does have mumin, again, eina mekudeshesh, it's not, the ketani wasn't miskayim, and there's no kedushin. Kansa stam, but he does it stam without specifying that she shouldn't have any mumim. Then nimsa ba mumim. Then teitzish lo b'ksuva, teitzish lo ksuva. Then the chedushin is chal, but he can divorce her and she doesn't receive her ksuva. So the Mishnah ends. What are the mumim that this works for? Kol ha-mumim ha-poslim b'kohanim, poslim b'nashim. All these women, any of these women, or poslim any of the mumim that pasul kohen for doing avoda, then it's pasul the woman and he can divorce her. So. A crazy shiloh was brought down at the sword of the Masifta, brings down from Machavas Yair, that you had these situations where you had shiduchim, and the husband and the wife, they didn't meet each other till the time came. And the man found out that this woman wasn't necessary for her, and the woman had a huge nose. He wanted to know whether that considered a mum enough to say that the kedushin, that it was a mekel tos, that she has this mum, because apparently a big nose is apostles of Kohen from doing the avoda. So he wanted to know that. I didn't finish to see what the answer is. I just thought the question itself was worthwhile mentioning. Entertainment value. Okay. Gemara says, "V'tnan nami gabi kedushin." This Mishnah is quoted verbatim in the Mishnah and Kedushin. So why is Rebbe saying the Mishnah again? Not Ami Gabi Kedushin. So ki Hagavna Tana Kedushin Hagavna Hacha Ksuvos Itzrichle Tana Kedushin. Because there we need it for the Inyanim of Kedushin, and here we need it for the Inyan of Ksuva. There are two dinim in the Mishnah. One's about the Kedushin being Chal. One din is about whether or not she has the Ksuva or not. So Tana Kedushin Asa Ksuvos Hasam Kedushin Itzrichle Tana Ksuvos Asa Kedushin. So now, again, like we said, each one is needed. Because in Kiddushin you need it for the halacha of the Kiddushin, and Ksuvah you need it for the halacha of the Ksuvah. So the people ask, so why doesn't he just give the halacha of Kiddushin and Kiddushin, and why the Rebbe give the whole Mishnah in both situations? Cut the Mishnah in half, give the halacha of Kiddushin and Masechas Kiddushin, give the halacha of Ksuvah and Masechas Ksuvah. So the answer was because all the Mishnahs were learned Baal Peh at the time, and Rebbe wrote them down. So this is what was shogeg b'fiv of the Talmidim. The halachas were learned together. So Rebbe's not going to cut it up and get everybody confused when he puts it in. So he put it in completely in both places, but it makes sense either way, because there's a halacha in the Mishnah that's apropos to both the Gemara, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, and the Mishnah is here in Ksubas. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Shim Ben Yotzadok. Rav Yochanan says in the name of Shim Ben Yotzadok, the Elu Nedarim Amru. Which are the Nedarim? Which specific Nedarim are we talking about? That if she has Nedarim, either the Kiddushin is Mchal, or that he can be motzi here without a Ksuba. Shelo toch al basar, she has a nether, she's not going to eat meat. Vishelo tish deyayin, that she's not going to drink wine. Vishelo titkashis, the big day tzivonim. And she's not going to wear a certain type of colored clothing. Machlokos Rishonim, whether it's specifically these types, these exact nadarim, or these are examples of categories. These categories look like inri nefesh. I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to wear nice clothing. So maybe it's a machlokos whether or not it's specifically these three exact nadarim, or it's whether these are just examples of the type of nadarim. So Tani Nami Hachi, we learn a brisa similar, but Eilu Nedarim Amru, which Nedarim are we talking about here? The Nedarim Sheyesh Behen Inui Nefesh, which are Shelo Toch Al Basar, Vishelo Tish Dayayin, Vilo Tetkashis, Bebig Dei Tzivonim. So I'm not sure what the brisa seems to say, Inui Nefesh, and then it gives the list. So So I'm not sure if it's a raya either way to in the Machlokas Rishonim. So Havi by Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Rav Papa asks, Ahai, where is this, these three Nadarim, what part of the Mishnah are they going on? Is it going on the Reisha, right? It's going on the Reisha, which talks about, he makes the Tanai, a specific Tanai, or is it on the Seifa, which it's Mekadosh or Stam. So, Ilema, a Reisha, right? Kevin the Kakapid, Afila Koma, Milinami. It can't be on the Reisha, because the Reisha says any Nadarim. So why are you limiting it only to these specific Nadarim? He was Mefarish. If she has any Nadarim on her, the Kiddushin is not Chal. So he can't be, he doesn't want to limit it to just these three. So it must be that the rule of these three Nadarim, Ela Asefa. No, Rav Ashi says, no, Olam Aresha. It's really on the Resha. It's really going with the Resha. Umidi the Kapid Ba Inish, Havi Kapid Peda. Umidi the Lo Kapid Ba Inish, Lo Havi Kapida Kveda. No, because we're going to be das of what he says. I don't want her to have a Nadarim. He doesn't care if she says and makes an edit. I'm going to put on my left shoe and then I'm going to put on my. He doesn't care about these Narishkeit Nadarim. He only cares about these specific Nadarim. So if she has these pre-existing Nadarim, these are the reasons why the Kedushin is in Chal. But if she has other Nadarim, then you can say that the Kedushin is still Chal. Okay, we'll stop here. It's a short daf tomorrow, so we'll stop here. Give the Rav something to say.